Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. Hackleton Cliff Inquest. On this day, November 14th in the year 1861, the newspaper The Barbadian carried a report of a coroner's inquest at Hackleton Cliff House, St. Joseph. According to the report, the inquest was made into the death of Angelina Gittings, who was a woman of color and who had lived at Hackleton Cliff House. Reportedly, Gittings died after being thrown from a carriage as she and her son were traveling from Bridgetown toward Belgully on their way back to Hackleton's Cliff. Apparently, for some unknown reason, the horse bolted and began running quickly downhill, causing the accident. Miss Gittings' son, who was not seriously injured, went to the assistance of his mother and found that she was unconscious and had received injuries to the back of her head. He took his mother back to Hackleton's Cliff, and on the arrival of a doctor, Angelina Gittings was pronounced dead. The coroner deemed the death accidental. While little is known about Angelina Gittings, her death records reveal that she was a domestic and was born in St. John in 1811. The district of Hackleton's Cliff, where Angelina lived, has a very rich history and a breathtaking view of the landscape and sea below the cliff. It is also the location of a number of family vaults carved into the cliff face. These vaults belong to three planter families, the Harpers, Mears, and Stuarts, and date back to 1685, making them some of the earliest burials in Barbados. Additionally, the area may have gotten its name from Thomas Hackleton, who was one of the early landowners in Barbados. Barbadian folk legend has it that Mr. Hackleton, having observed a serious indiscretion by his wife, committed suicide by riding his horse off the cliff. Furthermore, the remnants of a number of villages have been uncovered in the rocky terrain below the cliff, possibly occupied by poor white farmers. The cliff itself is one of the most significant physiological features in Barbados, as it is a part of the Scotland district and stands between 800 and 1,110 feet high. This limestone cliff is a semicircle that stretches across the eastern borders of the parishes of St. John and St. Joseph and offers a panoramic view of the Atlantic Ocean and the east coast of Barbados from as far north as St. Peter and east to St. John. The rugged nature of the area is evident by a historic landslide which occurred in 1785, displacing entire fields and a windmill, relocating them several hundred feet away from their original position. In addition to the view from Hackleton's Cliff, the natural forested vegetation of the area is a reminder of the pre-English settlement landscape of Barbados. Five trails cut through the cliff: Malvern Cut-in, Edge Hill Pipeline, the Ladders, the Monkey Jump, and the Gate, which was once the route that funeral processions walked en route to St. John's Parish Church. Along the procession route, ledges were cut into the limestone, where the practice was to set down the casket in order to afford the casket bearers some rest. These historic trails are now used for the more adventurous hikers who want to explore this most historic and scenic part of Barbados.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.